This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 360 up 3/4. March, 367 and 3/4 up half. May, 378 up 5. January soybeans, 874 and a quarter up 1 1/4. March, 879 up 3 1/2. May, 881 and 3/4 down 2 1/4. December wheat, 470 up 4 1/4. March, 480 up 1. May, 484 and 3/4 down 7 3/4. December oats, 232 and 3/4 down 11 1/2. March, 235 and a half up 2 3/4. December soybean meal, 282.40 down 2.40. January, 284.50 up 70. March, 285.70 down 130. December soybean oil, 29.25 up 50. January, 29.25 up 17. March, 29.68 up 34. It's time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Wednesday afternoon. A record high in ethanol production last week added strength to corn prices, while commercial buying advanced soybeans. Wheat futures were mixed going into the holiday weekend. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 cents at 344 to 360, while soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 839 to 870. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at 350 to 376, and soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 860 to 885. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 to 3 cents at 354 to 379. Soybean bids gained 12 to 14 cents at 863 to 880. And the wheat bids ended steady to 5 cents lower at 377 up to 429. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 cents stronger at 890 to 895. Basis ended steady on Wednesday, ranging from 15 to 20 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $279.50 to $300.50 per ton, up $1.60, with basis steady ranging from 6 under to 15 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at $3.68 to $3.92, with basis steady to a penny higher at 2 to 26 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at 363 to 376, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 3 under to 10 over the December. Soybeans up 12 to 15 cents on Wednesday, range from 881 to 890, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 6 to 15 over the January. And new crop wheat prices up a penny at 424 to 454, with basis steady at 74 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 6 cents stronger at 380 to 385. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 11 to 12 cents, with quotations at 904 to 905. Soft wheat down a nickel at 419 to 469, and the Milo ended 2 cents higher at 366 to 371. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 338 up to 361. January soybean bids range from 845 to 879. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 353 up to 379. January soybean bids were at 855 to 873. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, January corn bids ranged from 360 up to 384. January soybean bids were at 865 to 881. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois for this year, those bids range from 447 up to 473. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 132.05 up 110, February 134.10 up 97, April 134.50 up 55, January feeder cattle, 166.20 up 122, March 164.40 up 127, April, 165.50, up 82. December lean hogs, 59, up 20. February, 58.20, up 12. April, 62.15, down 35. It's time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday, the 25th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 22 cents higher in a range of 47 to 52.75, with a weighted average carcass price of 50.64. The Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds at 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weight at 25 to 30, 5 to 6 weight at 29 to 32, and over 600 pounds, 30 to 34. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts country buying points are trading mostly steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $34. A report from the United Producers Livestock Auction for yesterday had receipts of 518 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents lower, while slaughter cows and slaughter bulls were steady. Slaughter steers choice at 120 to 125. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 110 to 118. Slaughter heifers choice at 120 to 124. Slaughter cows, boners, average dressing at 70 to 78. Leans, average dressing at 67 to 73. Slaughter bulls, average dressing at $90.50 to $94. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, two weight at 191 to 214. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, four weight at 162 to 171. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 121 to 127, on a dress basis at 195, while heifers on a dress basis traded also at 195. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 377 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was 71.72, which was $1.90 lower. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses are $204.09, which is 28 cents higher, while select carcasses were $193.76, which is $1.52 higher. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000 compared to 108,000 last week and 118,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 440,000 compared to 437,000 last week and 421,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The USDA predicts net U.S. farm income will drop 38% this year, down to $55.9 billion. That's the lowest level we've seen in more than a decade, and it reflects lower crop prices and softening dairy and hog markets. Net farm income will decline to the lowest it has since 2002, just 2 years after it reached a record of $123 billion in 2013. The projected drop would mark the second consecutive decrease since 2013, driven in part by large corn and soybean crops and a projected 8.7% decline in crop receipts, according to a report by Dow Jones. USDA said lower prices for milk, hogs, broiler chickens, and cattle also have pressured farm incomes. Corn futures have fallen near 8% this year and have dropped 50% since the severe drought in 2012. Up next, we'll hear from Stephanie Cundith with the Midwest Dairy Association. Stephanie is a registered dietitian for the Midwest Dairy Association, and we had a conversation about some changes that are taking place that are a big deal for the dairy industry.
Stephanie, something big for the dairy industry is that McDonald's has recently announced that they are going to stop using margarine and use only real butter.
Yeah, big announcement. This took place in September. They swapped out margarine for butter.
from a dairy checkoff standpoint, this is really exciting. And it was a lot of our research that really led this charge. There's great research showing that milk fat has heart protective benefits, which is a big shift from what we once thought about dietary fat. So through that research and through our partnerships with health and wellness professionals, we've been really able to highlight the research and the benefits and change the tone around dietary fat to one that's very positive and more friendly. So by McDonald's making this shift, we see this as a really exciting example of how that tone has shifted. And they are trendsetters, so typically other companies will follow suit when they see McDonald's doing that. Not only was it from research, but it was by working with them on site. We had a dairy checkoff scientist, nutritionist there to work on product innovation and training employees to really maximize the benefits of butter too, so that they could really make a difference to their consumers and their customers.
Typically, when a consumer or when I hear the word butter, the talk has always been that that's unhealthy and that's bad for you. It's high in fat, but it sounds like that's changing.
It is changing, yes. Milk fat, what they're learning through research is that it actually has protective benefits for your heart. So whereas we once thought dietary fat, particular milk fat, was a cause of heart disease, we're actually finding that it might actually prevent it. So really exciting. Too, when you think about consumers and their interest today in the clean and clear label, you can't get much more clean and clear than butter. It's cream and sometimes it's salt. Whereas when you compare that to a margarine with a very long list of ingredients, you can see too how consumers, butter can help fill that demand as well. So from a fat perspective, certainly benefits too, but from a consumer demand perspective, I think butter has a really good story to tell.
And let's talk about margarine. You said it actually has a very long list of ingredients. Compared to butter, would margarine be considered unhealthy and butter the healthier choice?
Well, certainly as a dietitian, I would recommend butter. Calorie per calorie, a tablespoon of butter and a tablespoon of margarine are equivalent. But when you look at butter, and again, the positive benefits around the milk fat and the research, that's where I go to. So I would recommend butter for families too. There's no magic formula to weight management. It's calories in equals calories out. So I also encourage families to look at total nutrient package. When you compare dairy foods to other food groups, you cannot beat the nutrient package that dairy provides. 9 essential nutrients for a very reasonable amount of calories, not to mention very affordable cost. You can't beat that too. So you've got to look at it from a total food package.
Let's switch the topic from butter to milk now. It used to be all the rage was drinking skim milk, low-fat milk, but now it sounds like that whole milk with the nutrients in it might be a benefit as well.
Yeah, again, it's a much friendlier atmosphere for milk. You know, the dietary guidelines recommends fat-free or low-fat milk, 3 servings every day for families to meet their nutrient recommendations. But now that we're seeing more research around the benefits of milk fat too, I anticipate over time guidance shifting. My thought as a registered dietitian and my recommendation is find the milk that will provide your family the nutrients it needs. So there are so many varieties available in today's dairy aisle that families are able to really pick and choose based on taste preferences and dietary needs as well.
Well, anything that we haven't covered yet that you'd like to add?
I encourage people to check out MidwestDairy.com for more dairy and nutrition information, but also to learn more about our dairy farmers who are working every day to take care of their land and their environment and their animals to produce a safe, wholesome, nutritious product.
Once again, that was Stephanie Cundith, a registered dietitian for the Midwest Dairy Association. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.